that's okay. I got you, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Let's see if we can manage to focus on food for Father's Day weekend, or in general, concentrate on food, your values when it comes to food. The supermarket guru is here, Phil Lempert, with Roberta and Rich and Jennifer and me. If you're checking out DougStephan.com on a daily basis, and I hope you are, you know that every day there's that big box there at the bottom of the homepage where supermarket guru Monsieur Lempert offers. I like that. That's very
nice.
Very,
look at
isn't
you
that good?
Go.
Monsieur Lempert. Very
not
good.
Even any French blood in my ancestry.
No kidding, really?
No.
There is now, buddy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just injected that. Lempert. That's it. Actually, I can imagine that there would be somebody around Frenchie. Pierre, do you know a Lempert?
Oh, I bet I'll kill some of my best friends are Lempert.
Oh, then really? Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right, Phil, you may not get much accomplished today, but you're going to have a good time.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it's been a big week in food.
Has it?
Yeah. Rahm Emanuel called the CEOs of all the grocery chains who sell in Chicago.
Yeah, new mayor of Chicago.
Yep. And, you know, had them come in, group meeting, to solve food deserts in Chicago.
What does it mean? What does that term food desert mean?
Well, typically in underprivileged areas, they used to have supermarkets. Now they don't have supermarkets anymore, which means that there's a lot less fresh food, a lot less produce available. And typically you have smaller bodegas that have much higher prices. So Chicago, probably about 10 years ago, there was a researcher there that really coined the phrase food deserts, started in Chicago, and he wants to fix this. And it's probably the first time I know of that there was a summit like this where they talked very honestly and open, and where he said, look, put supermarkets in here, I'll give you tax incentives, I will fast track any building permits and everything else that you want to do. So this is a huge food story, if you would. The question that I have is, if you build a supermarket, will they come? Because keep in mind, in a lot of these areas, people go to their local store, they buy on credit, and then when they get their unemployment checks or whatever other kind of income they have, they pay off the bill. A supermarket's not going to operate like that.
Hmm. Same thing here in D.C. they've tried to do. As a matter of fact, they're trying to put Walmarts and big chain, big box stores down in those areas, and, you know, no success yet, but they're trying.
Yeah,
yeah, well, so, you know, go back to the 1960s, where what they did with low-income housing is build skyscrapers that were then destroyed.
Yeah.
And the reason was that culturally it just wasn't a fit.
Right.
And my question is whether or not this is going to be the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of, you know, you hear the people who like to rip apart, and there are good reasons for being upset or concerned about this. You put new subsidized housing up, and it gets ripped apart. There's no respect for it.
I go on ride-alongs with my brother, who's down in the ghetto here in D.C. There are just huge abandoned neighborhoods that just got so out of control, they just shut the neighborhood down. They couldn't control it. It was so rife with crime. So, but Phil, why wouldn't they take what they have there that works, the small little corner market, and work with them to make it have better options for food? Why?
Well, Rich, you're exactly right. The idea is that in those areas, maybe the store needs to be cleaned up a little bit. Maybe it may a little larger, but you don't have to put in a 40 or 50,000 square foot
sure.
where there's now a bodega that's 2,000 square
right.
foot. And just give those people the incentives. Subsidize produce there. They're used to going into these stores. And you take somebody who, you know, is used to going into Doug's Deli,
right.
and now all of a sudden there's a Safeway there, it's probably not going to work.
And then what about having weekly farmers markets? I mean, that you take a lot that's empty, been abandoned, and put up a weekly farmers market that's in some way subsidized so that there are affordable, healthy food options.
And that's something that Detroit is actually doing, not necessarily subsidizing it, but bringing in the farmers markets and actually giving people who are unemployed in Detroit jobs at the farmers market.
There you go.
And, you know, yeah, it's a much smarter way to do it than, you know, just, again, opening up more supermarkets in areas where maybe people don't want them.
Yeah, or aren't going to use them.
Or aren't going to use them.
Yeah.
And then the other second big story this week is Los Angeles has banned chocolate and strawberry milk. They have gone in with the ranks.
Yeah.
So
and the reason for that is?
Well, it's sugar. You know, the average
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, the average container of chocolate or strawberry milk has about 20 grams of sugars in an 8-ounce portion.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the big debate here is whether or not it's better for a school kid to be having chocolate milk with 20 grams of sugars or soda with 24 grams of sugars, because at least with the milk you're getting more nutrients. And the question is, if you don't offer the chocolate and strawberry milk, will they just drink plain milk? And yet to be determined on that.
Raw milk with chocolate mix. Put a little chocolate mix in the raw
there
milk. Be great for you. Here's the to answer the question about whether you want 24 grams of fat in the diet drink or the soda versus the whether it's in the milk. The milk at least adds to your calcium intake, whereas the carbonated drinks leach calcium out of your system. There are the very definitive reasons. Not that there's got to be a way to make chocolate milk without having to use the high fructose corn syrup. That's just the cop-out, easy way out for that.
You remember me telling you that my son's school system, Fairfax County here in Northern Virginia, stopped the sale of chocolate milk. And then the milk distributor, who is a large distributor in this Delmarva area, went and retooled the chocolate milk so that it was less sugary.
Right.
And
you don't have to use that high fructose corn syrup.
The Fairfax
County
nutrition people took a look at it and they said, okay, we can deal with this.
Here's what it shows you. The big mega mergers that have taken place in the milk mega mergers, like the other big corporate things that have happened in our country, the corporate food businesses are taking over, pushing the little guy out as much as they can. And they don't really care. This is a way of you getting chocolate milk. They don't care what's in it. It's the taste. Phil will tell you 100 times out of 110 that people are more interested in the price and the taste. They don't care what's in it. So can you, the better thing for these folks to have done, it seems to me, was use not only their bully pulpit, but their regulatory authority and say to the milk guys, okay, we're going to let you sell milk in the schools, but we're not going to allow you to put this garbage in it. There's a way of putting strawberry in chocolate milk. I was selling chocolate and strawberry milk for a while in my dairy farm store. The customers don't like it because they come in there for raw milk. But I looked at the label. There's none of that stuff. This is locally made or locally not made, but
what
locally
were they using to sweeten the flavor of the chocolate?
They were using natural whatever was in the chocolate mix. They found a natural chocolate mix.
Just melted it.
Just melted in. Just blended in. That's what you ask. How do you make chocolate milk?
Sure.
Well,
so
there's something else also. Keep in mind that whether it's chocolate or strawberry milk, it doesn't have to be sickening sweet.
No.
You could have a little bit of sugar in that chocolate milk, and it'll taste great. And a lot of people would argue that one of the reasons we have the problems that we have is everything is so sweet.
Yep.
We can't even taste what products really should taste like anymore.
Right, exactly. It's just to put a sugar on everything, and you get people addicted to it. It's ridiculous.
You know, it's funny when we went on the MetaFast diet, you don't do sugar for a while, and then you eat something sweet. You're like, whoa, wow.
Right.
Phil Lampert is here talking about what's going on in your supermarket. He's the supermarket guru, and he's brought to us by the Incredible Edible Egg and America's Egg Farmers, who invite you, through Phil, to start off your day with eggs and a song. I'm not sure you're going to sing this. I don't think I've ever heard you sing, now that I think about it.
No, well, on our website, I actually sing Happy Birthday.
Do you really? To whom?
To anybody. Anybody will listen.
Really?
Now, on supermarketguru.com, we actually allow people to post their birthdays. And then we pick five people at random and send them a canvas tote bag. We've been doing this for probably 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
So what happens is when you do it, I pop out of the cake.
And
sing, happy birthday.
I think I had a dream about this, actually.
Right. Richie, see if you can, see if you can find that, Richie. Let's get the audio on the air. Right, in the meantime, you're in charge of talking about eggs.
I can.
How important they are in terms of every meal. You can have eggs in the morning, eggs at noon, eggs at night, eggs for snacks. It's a great deal.
Even eggs when you sleep.
Right.
Incredible to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer, keeps you energized throughout the day, and here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. One egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents each, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by just visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Phil Lampert is here, the supermarket guru. He is a distinguished author and speaker, alerting you to corporate and consumer trends, as he was just talking about what's going on in Chicago, knows what's going on pretty much everywhere. You ought to check out the various sites. Phil'sFoodSense.org is a great site. SupermarketGuru.com is a great site. We always have in our Phil Lampert box at DougStephan.com important information that Phil passes along. Like the basics for breakfast. We were talking about eggs before. This week I saw something in there that I thought was pretty cool. Also, the story today about losing weight, and even if you do, that doesn't reduce the risk of diabetes. How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, it's not our conclusion. It's some new research that's just come out. And, in fact, we're finding out more and more about diabetes every day. And it's really kind of scary and kind of devastating that most of the cases of diabetes are really undiagnosed. So we have this ticking time bomb going on. So it's really going to be very important for us in the future to understand what diabetes problems exist in this country, number one, and then number two, what we can do about them. And that's probably the scariest part.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Some of these things are so hard to nail down and to track. I also see that you were writing and acknowledging that we all need probiotics, which is something that's very near and dear to my heart. I think we don't have enough of this stuff in our system.
Absolutely. And the thing to understand, there's two things. Number one is, just because the front of the package says contains probiotics doesn't mean that it does have it inside, that it has to be live.
Yeah, it doesn't work unless they are live. Check out supermarketguru.com, the daily news flashes there.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
That my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without an amen.
All right, let's get some of the Father's Day music on here as it's Father's Day weekend. Thinking about dad and music.
Ooh, daddy, I want a diamond ring and bracelets.
I don't think she's talking to her father.
No, yeah. That's
not
that.
No, 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 no.
In the eyes of the world, he'll never make it serene. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world.
Oh my God, we're
but he is the world to me.
Was the wheel invented before or
after?
Bob Thomas dies having a tear in his eye right now.
Don't forget that walker, Bob.
To me is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong.
I always got upset when I heard the song because I wanted it to be my father and it wasn't.
What have I done?
All right, this is good. Crank this up.
When will all my hopes so rise?
How will I know beats when Eric Clapton.
When I look in my father's eyes, my father's eyes,
I would give all my own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Father, leaving him now. I hate you, Daddy.
Yeah, we don't need that. Ever. for kids. Find good stuff.
What about Dance with My Father? What about That's My Daughter in the Water?
Yeah, where's that one?
What about Love My Baby Girl?
That's My Daughter in the Water. That was the one for Megan's wedding.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. And then there are the Winstons. The Winstons are always good for a tear.
Yeah, it is. How did I get here?
What have I done? Wait a minute, we just... Rich, could you come up with a different one? When I look in my father's eyes, another dance with him, I
dance all that would never, never. You're a good girl.
Too bad, loser.
Hang around.
Dance with my father. But where's the... That's My Daughter...
In the Water.
In
and
the
I
water.
Want Tim McGraw, too. Come on, people.
The Winstons, though, is the one that really send everybody away.
You played George Strait earlier, Rich.
I did.
What's this?
This would be... Well, here.
Nobody knows it. That's right. You got to get the song. There we go. Not enough time, though, unless we just blow away. Yeah, let's just keep
it blow away.
Come on, blow it away.
Yeah,
the Winstons.
We'll finish it out with this.
Call him Father.
Now the man at my house, he's so big and strong. Mm-hmm. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long.
Complete corn.
He comes home each night,
total.
Looking tired.
Oh, total corn.
But it's all great.
Like your second toe has a bite to
eat.
Never a frown, always a smile.
Good stuff.
When he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day.
Oh my God, this night.
Trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man Father.
Call him Father.
I think I'll call him Love.
Call him Love.
Said I'm gonna call him Father.
Call him Father.
I think I'll call the man Love. Yes, I will.
Call him Father.
Daddy.
What happened to that? I thought you said.
I did, but then I found Jennifer's songs.
Really tight in my mind,
Father's Day this weekend. What are you thinking about when you think of your dad? We were talking earlier about weird habits. What's your father's weirdest habit, Rich?
My father's weirdest habit. Addicted to golf?
No, that's not
addicted
a habit.
Addicted to golf? That's not a weird habit.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about picking your nose or scratching your butt or something like that.
My dad is a scratcher.
Yeah.
My dad used to clean out his ears with bobby pins.
Really?
Ew.
Yeah, he would
do that too.
You would scrape out
the
inside
wax out?
Of his ear. And then,
yeah.
And then he would like leave them around. It
yeah,
was
that's,
really
that's what I'm bringing for.
Yeah.
That's what I'm bringing for. 800-510-8255. And what was the, for the best description of the best day you ever had with your father? What's the
Led
best day?
Concert, Memorial Day 1976, 12th Row Center. Thank you, Dad.
I'll tell you my story. It's a half past the hour on Good Day. Color him Father.
He married my mother.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You to play Leader of the Pack. I don't know what.
Why would Stuart, our Stuart books, our accountants, why would he want me to play Leader of the Pack?
I'm not sure. Why don't you call him and ask him? 800-510-8255. I love the song. I never remembered it. I remember hearing it, but didn't really get it. Megan picked this song out as the song she and I, we danced to this at the wedding. First dance with her father, and we danced to it. Jennifer saw this and had a tear in her eye.
Yeah,
right. And it's been 2 years plus since she got married. Ooh.
She's about to. Let's do it again. Let's do it about. Come on.
Now she's having a good time, and she loves being with Matthew. That's what's good. 800-510.
Yet?
Nope, she's all set. 800. We laughed last night at dinner. She's here for Father's Day weekend. And,
bring her down, put her on the air. We can ask her about when she's going to get with child.
Yeah. One of the things that she's up in her bedroom. Remember when I used to go off on things and she pounded her foot on the floor? Did you go back that far with me? I don't know that you do or not.
No.
I'd be on the air and I'd say something and she took exception to it. And she'd pound her foot on the floor.
Not because you were too loud, just because you were some screaming right winger and she's a screaming left winger and she would disagree with you.
And I'm not either of those. Yeah. She's not that and I'm not
that
anymore.
Well, she thinks you are.
Yeah, I know, right. At any rate, the greatest things about what we have as fathers is what we bring to our children. And so, thinking about time, which is the best thing you can give your children, time. What's the best day you ever had with your father? 800-510-8255. Mary in Sharon Springs near Cobleskill, near Albany, in sort of eastern central New York. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Doug. Hi, everybody. Happy
Mary.
Father's Day to all you dads out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so what's the best day you ever had with your father?
Well, I'll tell you, I grew up, I'm the oldest of 10 children, and my father got this old, dilapidated, battleship gray, peeling houseboat and loaded all of us kids in the boat, and he wore a pith helmet with a walrus mustache, a sweatshirt, carried a plastic little child's pink purse over his shoulder for his cigarettes, and we went clamming for the day. And we did all summer.
Oh, that's cool.
You got to have a picture of that one.
Yeah. What beach did you go to?
We went out on Long Island Sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Ram, Goose, Cockini.
Yeah. Roberta, you know where those places are?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
I'll tell you, Roberta, I miss salt water. So
you miss,
much.
I could not. The lakes don't do it for me. I have to be by salt water. I know what you mean.
I love them all. I love the water. Water, fresh water is cool because you can swim in it. The salt water is great to go boating in, but you go swimming and then you have that.
It's better to swim in salt water. It's brackish. You float.
I understand that, but you get, when you get out, you have all the salt drying on you. It's
yeah, you see you rinse off.
Yeah. All right, Mary, you did a nice job.
Thank you.
What about your children and their father?
Well, I don't have any children, but I have seven birds, seven parrots that are my children. They call me Mama.
Oh, wow. Mama.
They tell me to go to work, you know.
They bring home the bacon
like a kid.
Or the bird seed.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mary. 800-510-8255. So Stuart wanted Leader of the Band by Dan Fogelberg, not Leader of the Band. What's that got to do with Father's Day?
I don't know.
I don't either. 800-510-8255. So what's the best, when you think about this, I was thinking, and I think I may have, I don't know that I've told this story on the air. I may have told it once. My father and I think this was the only time that I can remember that I spent an entire day with him. And I'm trying to remember, other than it was a Father's Day, I remember the car. We had a red Oldsmobile convertible, a 1964 Oldsmobile. Yeah, it wasn't a Cutlass, but it was an 88, but it was
a big one, yeah.
You could still see, you know, open up the hood and see the ground.
Yeah.
It was a simple, small little, I think, 318 V8 engine. So he wanted, for whatever the reason, I don't even remember why, he felt that it was, we were going to the Cape for something, I don't even remember what that was for, but he, as an orphan, grew up with his aunts, and one of his aunts married a man who owned a bunch of homes down on the Cape. And so we would go down there frequently because he liked when he was a kid. He used to, in the summertime, go work as a lifeguard, and he worked as a laundry. He drove a laundry truck, I remember, one summer and stuff like that. But he didn't really have strong connections to a lot of his roots, at least familial roots. But one day he decided that we ought to take a ride. So we went to the Cape, and we drove around to all the places that he either used to work or hang out. And it was obviously maybe 14 or 15 at the time, I'm thinking, in that vicinity. But it obviously had its, took its, not, didn't take its toll. It had impact on me because it was a day where I was away from the other male influence in my life, the man who was my second father who ran the farm where I spent most of my time as a kid. You know, the things we all have this garbage at home. You know, some problems are different, but we all have things that we think we want to escape from or escape to. And so I wasn't much for being around the house because my mother and father didn't get along. Whenever they were around, it was extraordinarily unpleasant. And so it just, the farms were my haven. That was the way I got out of the house and went to work, and it was a wonderful escape for me. But I'm sure it's left scars because You know, there's something about blood. We've had some calls this morning. Was it last hour, Richie, that the fellow called, or maybe it was 2 hours ago. His father, I think he, what did he say, Jennifer? He wounded him, or he was a jerk, or just, no, evil. He referred
evil,
to his father as evil.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Pure evil.
Yeah, that's
pretty
strong.
Yeah. Now, my father, there was nothing about my father that was evil. He didn't, you know, he did what he did to the best of his ability. I didn't have any examples. So the reason I'm telling the story is because if there's nothing else that registers here, in terms of thinking about how children need that connection. It's time and setting an example. And I don't know that I even set the best example for my children when they were younger because I worked all the time, but they at least knew that they were the most important thing in my life. They did it. They knew it then, and they know it now. Whether it had its the total impact that I wished it had, you know, you can look at the results of the work, and I see these two now and figure, okay, between Tony and me, we did a pretty good job. But there are other influences on their life, their school. Megan and I were talking about how she's become sort of a counselor to the girls that are in her school, and they don't have that. Kids don't have it today. Whether they had it when we were young, Roberta or Richie and Jennifer, whether you had somebody that wasn't a parent that you went to because maybe you needed to have a parent to go to, but you couldn't get through to them. This is the lesson. Parents who just divorce themselves of their.
I'd go to my grandparents all the time. Yeah. My grandmother was so good at helping me through it all.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I think that's a story that's told over and over and over and over again. And so, under the circumstances, as long as you don't repeat, you know, that's the thing I think that more often than not is distressing, is how many boys repeat their father's mistakes or girls repeat their mother's mistakes. And it's not an easy thing to shake, because the environment that you are brought up in, we are programmed to do as our environment teaches us. And most of us spend our time around our parents. So if your parents are loving and kind and giving and supportive and I don't want to say strict, but you know what the rules are, because there have to be rules. If you don't know what the rules are, or if there aren't any rules, you're going to grow up to be completely lost. Mm-hmm. There have to be rules and regulations. And I can remember getting into some trouble. At least that was what I remember my father teaching me some of the tough, hard lessons of life. And he was pretty tough on me when I broke him. I remember the hairbrush
you can't spank belt. Anymore, Dudley.
Yeah.
Against the rules.
I didn't ever have to do that.
Socially unacceptable.
I know. Well, you're not going to ever spank your kids. I can't imagine you spanking.
There are certain cases when I'll give them a little pat on the back. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lying is unacceptable.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So yep.
There's
gotta
a couple
tell
things.
The truth. Yeah. All right. So the poll today at DougStephan.com. Which of these dad sayings do you find yourself repeating? A, I'll give you something to cry about. B, were you raised in a barn? C, it builds character. D, money doesn't grow on trees. E, go ask your mother. That happens a lot. And you know what? I think I'll ask Ken about his father in a minute. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a minute with his daily dose of important medical information. One of the best things that Ken and I and all the people on my staff and people in his family have done for you is introduce you to Medifast.
Yep.
Over the course of this year, one of the best things, we've talked a lot about a lot of different products, but this has to be pretty close to the top of the list. Not only
and
in the
we've all rocked it,
enthusiasm
which is
that we have for it. It works.
Two people in my Taekwondo class have watched me do it, and now they are doing it.
Yeah.
Because they just see the results.
It works. And Richie's been the best. He's been the walking salesperson for this.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Because it works.
Just do it.
Yeah. All right. So do I need to tell you any more than that? Doctors support this. It's safe. You get the meals on a discount. If you go to MedifastKen.com, enter Dr. Ken, you'll save the money. And sometimes that doesn't always work the way you'd like it to do, I mean, in terms of the technology. So maybe you're better off to just pick up the phone and call the folks at Medifast, 800-506-4115. The only thing we have to tell you is that it works. We all know Medifast works. Find out for yourself. Get on the diet. 800-506-4115. Megan was making dinner last night. She said, what's all this stuff on the counter? Because I have the Medifast soup there and the shakes and the pudding and the brownies and all that good stuff. And, you know, I told her what the story was. A lot of people want to know what the story is. You can tell them with credibility after you've experienced the great, great luck, the great experience, the great weight loss success story can be yours by calling Medifast at 800-506-4115.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with his advice to you. Those of you who are suffering, women especially care about this. I don't know why more women than men seem to be calling the number actually going to drkenshow.com for the free sample of Salon Pause, but that seems to be the way it works. Men have aches and pains, too. What's the matter with you guys? You don't want to, maybe the women are getting them and giving them to the men, but come on, you have aches and pains, too. Why would you suffer? It's foolishness, Ken, to have people suffer when they can get a free sample. Go to drkenshow.com, get the free sample of Salon Pause, or if you're really in pain, go to a local Walgreens and pick up a five-count box. This is the only thing you'll find around if you're suffering from back pain or arthritis or muscle pain that'll help you out very quickly. And there's no pills involved, no grease involved. It's just good, strong, long-lasting relief. What else can I say, Ken?
We had a few samples of these in my office. We just can't hold on to them. They go so quickly. There's two types of patches, one for arthritis, one for pain. If you're looking for a safe, effective way to get rid of the pain, it goes right to the site, nothing through your body. I highly recommend this pain patch.
All right, so be pain-free right now. As you're thinking about this, go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what do you remember? I said I was going to ask you this. About your father and what happened in terms of your whatever you got from your dad growing up. What influence, perhaps more than any other, was the strongest with you from your dad?
My dad gave me a conscience to always do the right thing. Although he was a workaholic, and I probably that rubbed off on
Emulate. Yeah, you do.
Like your father, it's very similar. But he was always there for me. If I called, if I needed him, if I said, Dad, I need a moment, he stopped. He dropped everything.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think if I needed my father, I knew I could count on him. I didn't want to trust him, though, and that was probably a mistake.
He provided me with his actions an outstanding example. He wasn't outstanding. My mother's side of the family is extremely well-educated academics. He was just a streetwise guy who knew the world, and he taught me the ways of the world.
Yeah, there you go. You can teach people about strokes if you go to DougSteffen.com. There's a Ken tip there. If you love olive oil, not much of a chance of getting or having a stroke, right?
Olive oil is a nice way to lower your risk of getting strokes. We know about its effectiveness for heart disease, but it also seems to help for strokes.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
This E. coli thing in Europe, this is, nobody knows. I mean, this is crazy because it's showing up in different things. It doesn't make any sense.
More E. coli in the news. It's a different bug. Eight children have been admitted to the hospital after eating beef burgers brought from frozen from the German discount Lidl. It's a different bug.
Just everywhere there's this thing. All right. And if you eat late, what happens?
You're going to gain weight. Try not to eat too much after 8 p.m. Annual meeting of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and Sleep Research.
Dr. Ken at DougSteffen.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
I think you have the wrong song, Richie.
You think so?
Yeah.
Spies Like Us?
Yeah. Is that what this is? God,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
Paul McCartney, brother.
Yeah. As from the movie of the same name, I guess I don't remember this.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun movie, fun song. What's not to like?
There you go. Paul is 69 tomorrow. Paul McCartney, 69. Doesn't seem to compute. 54 past the hour, we get into movie moments with movie music. Chuck Curry is here. We have a contest from a movie that actually was very popular, I think, 3-4 years ago. The guy who stars in it is having his 48th birthday this weekend. So I have some excerpts from that. Not as easy as yesterday's movie by any stretch of the imagination, but kind of fun to hear the audio. Then Chucker's going to tell us about the movies out this weekend. So let's get started with a contest. You can join in at 800-510-8255. If you can figure out what the movie is, you share it with us and we'll send you a Swell Doug Steffen prize. Here's the first audio clip.
Sarcasm is losers trying to bring winners down to their level, and that's step four in the program.
Wow, Richard, you really opened my eyes to what a loser I am.
Wait a minute.
All right. Those are guys who are brothers in the movie. 800-510-8255. Chucker, is that a clue that you get or do you recognize any of this?
I don't think Chuck heard it.
I didn't hear it.
All right. Next clue.
I know that this is this might be a little unusual, but if maybe we could just go and then we'll come back and we'll take care of all the paperwork and, you know.
No. You can't just abandon the body.
No, all right. That's a pretty good hint.
Gosh,
right there.
I have no clue.
Really?
Nope. No clue either.
Hey,
I know.
This guy who starred in it started doing the soap, the daytime, the talk. What are they? Well, it was on one of the cable channels. That's where he first became well known. Everybody was shocked he became as big a movie.
Oh, great.
Greg Kinnear. Right. All right. So listen to the last clip.
When you eat ice cream, the fat in the ice cream becomes fat in your body.
Richard, I swear to God.
What? What's wrong?
So, if you eat a lot of ice cream, you might become fat, and if you don't, you're going to stay nice and skinny, sweetie.
800-510-8255. I'm not going to give any more hints. I could.
Oh! I loved this movie. Yeah, it was so cute. Yeah. Okay,
and,
now.
And part of it was the father figure.
Oh, yeah.
That was it played wonderfully
well.
The body. Yeah, yeah, right. 800-510-8255. Chucker has the movies coming out this weekend in a moment for us here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, Chucker. What's coming out this weekend that we'll be enthused about?
Well, two big summer movies open. The superhero movie, The Green Lantern, with actor Ryan Reynolds. Now, Warner Brothers cannot be happy that only 22% of the critics give this a positive review on RottenTomatoes.com. Warner Brothers president Alan Horn confirmed that the movie cost $200 million plus $100 million to market it worldwide. Wow. Will reviews hurt it? I think in this case they will dramatically. A movie that cost $300 million needs to gross around $600 million worldwide just to break even. I don't think it'll do it. Other films opening today, the family film Mr. Popper's Penguin, starring Jim Carrey, who, believe it or not, is 49 years old. Doing a movie with penguins at 49, well, I guess everybody has to pay their mortgage.
Yeah.
And one other bit of news, although it's a long shot, screenwriter named Rick Roker has written a script for a sequel to the very popular 86 film Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and
yes,
says by his own admission that the studio is very interested.
Yeah.
Roderick's character would be a motivational speaker who is very rich and powerful, takes a day off with his partner, Cameron, and basically the same events occur as the first movie. All the original cast members are in his script.
Oh, all right.
Interesting if it happens.
Nishant, what's the name of the movie?
It's Driving Miss Daisy.
No, it isn't. That's a good guess, though. Interesting. Gail, what do you think it is in Chicago?
Social Network.
Social Network, another good guess. Spencer is in California. What do you say?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine. Greg Kinnear is 48. So that's the story. You get the prize here. Thank you. 50, 9 passes.